Thanks for calling customer support. This is Andrew. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Eric Flanagan. I've got a charge from you guys that I'm not really familiar with.
May I have your zip code? Let's see if I can pull an account for you.
20735.
Thank you. Your first and last name again?
Eric Flanagan.
Okay. Would you verify your mailing address?
7613 Milligan Lane, Clinton, Maryland, 20735.
Okay. I do see here that you have our Keto Ascend. These are all natural dietary products designed to help you lose weight, decrease your appetite, and increase your metabolism. So how are those products working for you?
I haven't used it. As a matter of fact, I've been trying to get a hold of you guys so I could been trying for a good while to contact you. I left a message previously.
Well, this particular call center is here 24/7, so I'm not sure what number you were dialing. But, of course, you have me on the phone now. So we do have see that you have the products. They were delivered to your address. So are you saying you haven't had a chance to try them?
No, the bottle is unopened.
Okay. Well, I can put your account on a 60-day hold to kind of give you time to try what you have on hand if you like.
No, I don't want it.
You know, don't want to try it? We can put it on a hold for 3 months to kind of give you time to try it before the company bills you again.
No, thanks. Are you not going to bill me again because you're going to cancel it?
Oh, my goodness. You want to cancel and you haven't even opened it? I can get those products down to half off for you. Would that help you stay with the company? I didn't hear you.
No.
Okay. Yes, sir. I understand. I just wanted to make sure you would know what your options are. I can go ahead and cancel the account. I'll be right back with that cancellation number.
Yeah, but I want a refund. I'm going to send it back.
Well, actually, the company is not accepting refunds due to this health crisis that we're in. They can't afford it to have the products come back to the warehouse, potentially exposing their employees to COVID.
They'll be just due to refund then, since you don't want the product back.
Well, I'm following the company's protocol, of course, you do have the product, and the charges are valid because it's what you ordered.
Well, I've been trying.
But I do have the account canceled. I'm not sure who you've been trying to call because we are a 24/7 call center. We close Christmas Day, but we're here pretty much 24/7.
The number that was tried for me was, let's see, hold on. This wasn't the number that was originally provided to me. This was the number.
Where did you get that?
Number off of the off of my credit card invoice, my credit card bill. This was not the number that I originally was given.
Mm-hmm. So when you had access to the product, you couldn't get the number from the product. Can you hear me? Mr. Flanagan?
Okay.
Sir?
I didn't see a number on the product.
Okay. Well, I have everything canceled for you. I would like for you to take your cancellation number down so you'll have that for documentation and reference as the account is closed. You want to take it down?
I've been trying for a long time to do this, and so it wouldn't bill.
Okay. Well, sir, of course you have got into the call center today, but again, this call center is open 24/7.
I want to hear that, ma'am.
Yes, sir. And I have the account closed for you, but those charges are valid. So this is what you ordered on December 28th.
I've been trying to call you for a long time, and the number that I got was not returned the call, but it never identified the company. Like, you still have
Well, did you try to leave a message? Because I have no record of the call. All of our calls are monitored and recorded. And on this account, I only see where you placed the order. And you got the email confirmation for your order back on December 28th. And this is the first contact that you made with the company. And I have closed the account.
I didn't get an email confirmation.
Well, the email went out to the email that we have on file, EFLAN1@msn.com.
You're not going to talk over me. I'll just contact the credit card company and have them take care of the billing and get it canceled and refund that way.
Yes, sir, I do understand. Not trying to talk over you, but my headset may be kind of blowing in and out, but I do hear you. But again, those charges are valid.
Well, I'm saying that they're not.
Yes, sir, and you have the company's product. That's all I'm saying. And I'm trying to explain to you how the company's their protocols are.
But it's not my problem that you're not accepting it back.
Well, there are no returns on the product. But hold on one second. Let's see what else we can do for you. Let me look at the company's information. Okay. Well, according to the company, of course, they would allow me to go ahead and credit your account 35% of your money. That's not returning any items. You would be getting a discount or a refund of $32.52.
You can do better than that. Nope.
I'm sorry?
You have to do better than that, ma'am.
Okay, well, you are going to keep the company's product.
No, you're telling me to keep it only because you're not accepting it back.
Right, the company will not accept it back, of course, during this health crisis. But my supervisor has stepped over, of course. He said I could go ahead and apply 50% of your funds back to your card. It's $46.45. That's half of the money back to your MasterCard.
The whole thing.
Okay, one moment. Let me see what else we can do for you. Let's see. He did say I can apply 75% of your money back, and that would be $69.68.
Hey, supervisor, I can stay on this line to hell, please. It's over. But I want the whole thing since you're not returning. It's not my fault about the crisis. The crisis affects all of us.
Yes, sir, I do understand. One moment. Okay, he did say I could go ahead and refund your account, the full refund, and I'll be right back and let you know when the refund is processed, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, the refund has been processed, and the refund email went to your email, and of course, it'll go to your MasterCard in 3 to 5 business days.
I'm getting ready to check the email now.
I'm sorry?
I'm getting ready to check my email.
Okay, thank you. You still there?
Yeah.
Okay. How long is it going to take you to check it?
I just checked my inbox. Let me see if it went to junk mail.
Okay.
It's a junk email.
Okay, the account is canceled and the email was sent to you and it will post to your account in 3 to 5 business days. So you have the cancellation as for reference and the email, of course, is there for reference as well.
You can give me the cancellation number then.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie, E as in Edward, 9721, F as in Frank, 0070. Got it, Mr. Flanagan?
Sure do.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling customer support. This account is now closed. It's canceled, and your refund is pending.
Okay. Appreciate your help.
Thanks so much. You're welcome.
Right,
have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.